Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It's a pleasure to be joined by Mike Sando, now of The Athletic, as he's covered the NFL for a long time as well. And we really appreciate you taking some time here on a Friday, Mike. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Let's just start with Derek Carr. And I know you wrote about the quarterback betrayal index, which I think is fascinating stuff. But explain to the listeners what that is and now how Derek Carr kind of fits into the equation with his benching and basic firing by the Raiders.
Yeah, basically, since Derek Carr's been there, they've been pretty average on offense, and they've been really, really bad on defense and special teams. So a quarterback, you know, who has a great defense and special teams on his side is going to look better and going to win more and going to have a different narrative about him. So for all of Carr's flaws, which he does have some, of the 92 quarterbacks who have started at least, I think, more than 20 games in the last 20 years or so, his defense and special team support has ranked 85th out of the 92. At the extreme other end would be like Mac Jones. You know, the Patriots have been really good on defense and special teams, despite a couple of memorable plays lately going against them. So it really has skewed their ability to win with Derek Carr because he's just been at such a disadvantage. And if you look back at his time with the Raiders, I think the one year they were kind of middle of the pack or a little above average in that defense special teams realm, I think they went 12-4 with Jack Del Rio. So I think it's just something to keep in mind. It doesn't mean that Carr is totally absolved from, you know, where they're at, but certainly they haven't been good enough in that area again this year to win.
Mike, if the Eagles get one win here in the final 2 weeks, either against the Saints or Giants, the road to the Super Bowl in the NFC rolls through Philadelphia. Everybody in the NFL is so covert when it comes to these injuries. I just get the sense that Jalen Hurts, based on the video that I saw of Travis Gibson of the Bears falling on his right shoulder, that they're probably not necessarily giving us the full rundown on Hurts. He, you know, they've been speculating that he could play, but I just something tells me he's hurt worse than he is. Do you have any intel around the league? Do you have any guess as to the severity of Hurts' injury and how likely it is that he could be out extended period of time?
I think they got to be careful. I think they do have to be careful. They're in a weird spot because, you know, with the season being longer, they're probably going to be okay to win. You know, I think they can beat the Saints whether he plays or not. But the last thing I need is him taking another shot on the shoulder and then being affected for the postseason. So I know he's back at practice. I think I'll just kind of believe it when I see it when he's out there. Cause I think so much of his play and production has been as a runner also. And he's not a run and slide. He's a run and take some hits guy. So I think they got to be careful. It might be a little bit foolish to throw him out there and at least have the same sort of game plan that they've had, unless he's really ready to go.
Mike, what do you think of the teams fighting for the final couple of spots in the NFC? And we can relate it to the 49ers. We don't know if they're going to be two or three in the top half. Minnesota controls that, but they're playing Green Bay, who's tied to the bottom half, and the Giants and Washington are involved. The Lions want a shot maybe at a winner-take-all against Green Bay next week. How do you see that bottom end shaken out in the NFC?
I kind of think Detroit or Seattle might grab the seventh spot. I think the Giants will get the sixth, and I think Carolina's probably going to win that division in the NFC South to get the four seed now. There's so much of this stuff is interconnected. I just sort of have a feeling, I could be wrong on this, that Minnesota may go into Green Bay and win. I don't think Green Bay is that great, and I'm not saying Minnesota is either, but just the idea that, like Aaron Rodgers was saying after the game against Miami, hey, we got him, you know, two dome teams coming in. They got to win the games, though, you know. And so I think that's obviously a huge pivot point game in this whole thing. And I've kind of been leaning towards Minnesota. Maybe it's a gut feel. Maybe I'm wrong. But if that falls that way, then it really could set up a situation where if Green Bay's not in the mix the last week, well, shoot, then Detroit maybe has an easier time beating them, you know, in the last one. And then we'll see. I think for the last spot, you know, Seattle Jet game is going to be really a 50-50, could go either way. It's in Seattle. And so I may lean towards the Seahawks, but shoot, they haven't been able to put anything together consistently either. I think that's the thing. There's just so many inconsistent teams there. It's a guessing game of who's going to win every week.
You know, the Chiefs trounced the Niners a few weeks back, and the Niners haven't lost since. And in four games since week 13, the 49ers are averaging over 31 points a game. They've broken that 30-point plateau in three of the four games. I mean, they got the number one defense, and they're scoring points offensively. Do you have a different feeling about the 49ers now that you see their offense with Brock Purdy than you did maybe earlier in the year with Lance or with Jimmy?
No, I think that they're just as capable with Purdy. You know, I would rather have Jimmy, you know, just because of the familiarity and he's proven and all of that. But I don't think there's been a huge drop-off in what they want to do. Now, they have played historically great defense, and a lot of those points on offense come from your defense, right? You're getting in shorter fields, or you're never playing from behind. You're always sort of in control. I don't think that Brock Purdy has attempted a pass while trailing in any of his starts. So, you know, that's partly because of him, but they have been amazing defensively, really starting with the Charger game, to where they've been dominant. If you just look at statistically, dominant, like standard deviations better than a normal defense. And the offense has been good, but not great, other than I would say maybe the Arizona game and maybe before that, the Ram game. But for the most part, the offense has been good. It's done its part with a really favorable situation because of the defense. So I like where they're at. I think the NFC is, you know, there's no team that is completely unflawed. I think Philly's been the best team, but I don't think the 49ers are afraid of them. I think they can beat them.
Mike Sando joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Is that the one thing that would give you pause about Purdy in a playoff scenario, is the fact that he may very well go through the entire regular season stint, whatever the six games that he would play, without really dealing with much adversity?
A little bit. You know, I think it's going to come at some point, but I think all of the teams have to deal with that. There's not Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers could both make the playoffs, but I you don't get the feeling with how their teams are playing that, you know, they're going to be amazing in that realm either. So I think the NFC is one where you may not have to have that as much to get through. And we've seen the 49ers go through the playoffs without having a bunch of games where they trailed until they got maybe to the Super Bowl. So I like the way it sets up. Sure, if they're behind, it's going to be hard, but it's hard for all these guys. It's going to be hard for Jalen Hurts if they're behind too. So I don't think that makes the 49ers especially vulnerable, right? Other than we're just not really sure because we haven't seen it with Purdy, but he's looked pretty good for what they've asked him to do so far.
You know, late October, the Niners were, three and four at that point, and they had the Rams coming up. And John Lynch pulled the trigger on the Christian McCaffrey deal. And they went to L.A., and McCaffrey had one of the best games of his career, and the Niners won 31-14. And then they have not lost since. to me, I thought that was incredible GMing, if that's a word, by Lynch. And I think that because of the timing and because of the offseason he had, I would give Lynch the slight edge over Howie Roseman for executive of the year. How do you see the voting coming down on that award?
Ah, that's interesting. You know, I think it, for some, it could come down to the perception of how much is Kyle Shanahan running the personnel there too, right? I think he's gets some credit for that, but I think that's a good point. I think, you know, making that type of a move at the middle of a season is a win in the sales for your team. You know, I think it sends a really strong message beyond what it does to help you on the field. That's a big boost, you know, to a team that's had, you know, some reasons to get down this year with Jimmy getting hurt. You know, there's been some other players in it. Debo Samuel's been out. You know, there's been some things that could have set the team back. But when you do that, I think it really does give you a boost. So, yeah, I don't know if he's going to get it. Maybe by the end of the year, they're the team that's hottest, and it helps put him over the top. To me, it does just come down to how much you perceive Kyle Shanahan maybe to be involved in that too, whereas with Philly, I don't think people perceive Nick Sirianni to be as involved in that.
Mike, I really appreciate your view of quarterbacks and all the work and different breakdowns you do of a lot of the numbers at different points. I got to go back to Brock Purdy and just, you know, yeah, as it relates to Trey Lance, because we don't know the run that the Niners will go on, how this thing ends. But as far as you look at it, what is Purdy the starter next year? Is it a open competition? I mean, that's kind of the question du jour out here in the Bay. And what does Purdy have to do in the playoffs to solidify that? If it's, you know, a coin flip to, in your mind, to this point.
Yeah. I think if Purdy continues to play the way that he has and they win and have some success, you know, maybe advance in the playoffs, I don't know how you take him out of the equation and just hand it to someone who has a couple of starts, right? So it'll be delicate. I think these are, you know, the way that quarterback changes are handled now is different than it used to be. If you go back in the day, Bill Walsh would just freaking bench Joe Montana and say, Steve's playing this week, right? And tough. Now, Derek Carr gets benched and he's not even with the team, right? So the way all of these things are handled now will make it interesting to me. Are they delicate about it? Are they vague about it? It was so weird last year with Jimmy Garoppolo being on a different field and separating it out. You know, that was, he handled it beautifully, but not everybody would have. So I don't know, but I think we have to see how this season finishes. If they go to the NFC Championship game with Brock Purdy or the Super Bowl, that's a totally different thing than if they fizzle down the stretch and lose one of these last two and go one and done, isn't it?
I would say absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's the key variable there. So I don't know how you take Purdy out of the mix if they really go deep in the playoffs.
Give me your answer to two of these things. Who's better in your mind between Buffalo and Kansas City? And is there a team outside of Philly that you believe could beat the 49ers in the NFC playoffs? Because I don't.
Yeah, I think Buffalo's probably the better team just all the way around. I have been reluctant to pick against Kansas City in the one big game type thing, but I probably would give, you know, the Bills just a slight edge. I know losing their, you know, Von Miller was a big deal. I'd just give them a slight edge, but I think it's real slight. I think those teams could beat each other. I don't really see a team the way they're playing now having a big advantage or any sort of an advantage against the 49ers in the NFC, because I think Dak Prescott, he's made enough mistakes. I think that the 49er defense could probably get to him and get a couple turnovers to help it go their way. But yeah, that's why I think it's such a great opportunity. This is a year. This is a year in the NFC where you have to take advantage. And I think, like, Buffalo missed that opportunity in the AFC last year. They were the best team. 13 yep. seconds, they blew it. They may not get back. Right? This is a great window here. Even though they're down to their third quarterback in San Francisco, it's a great time. It's a great chance.
Mike, great stuff. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.